Hello and welcome to another episode of the Animation Nation podcast, where we look at animation across a multitude of fandoms. Today is another solo episode where I look at X-Men the Animated Series Season 1, Episode 6, Cold Vengeance. I was going to do this as a two-parter with the following episode of Slave Island, but I decided against it because I didn't realize. I thought the Storm, Jubilee, Gambit plot storyline about being on the island was going to be half and half in this episode. That's what I remembered it as, but not at all. This is 90% Wolverine story, solo story about one off. So I'm going to tackle this episode on its own instead of doing a two-parter. So I will talk about it. It's nice that even it lead in Slave as well. So that's always a good thing, but I do this one separate. And also, we have some Rick and Morty news as well that I'm going to talk about. Some unfortunate Rick and Morty news. You know, I'm all about positivity here and talking about the good things, but this is pretty important for the show in terms of things changing. So I just wanted to make sure that I talked about this because it's pretty big, and I'm going to talk about that first before I get into the X-Men the Animated Series episode. But before I do all that stuff, obviously, I have to get the network plugs out of the way. So, we are part of the Geek Ultimate Alliance with 8 shows in total. On Mondays is Ranger Alliance, and that's bi-weekly with Slice of Film. On Tuesdays is DC Alliance, the other show that I'm on. And we are waiting. Crossing our fingers that James Gunn drops the new DC slate on a Monday. That would be so nice. Like Monday afternoon, Monday evening. Well, for me, or even like Monday afternoon, drop that slate this coming Monday. What a perfect show. But if that doesn't happen, we still have a new Shazam trailer to talk about. So tune in for that and all the DC news, of course. On Wednesdays, normally was this show, but for the next 8 weeks is a walk through the multiverse. Joe is doing The Last of Us, talking about the new hit show on HBO Max, so and HBO. So check that out. I was on the first episode. I couldn't make the second episode. I'm hoping to be back on for the third episode, but check that out. Joe has guests, and he talks about the very great show. It was so much fun. If you played the game, you know what's going to happen. If you didn't, like myself, you have no idea, but you're still excited for what's to come. And Thursdays is Star Wars Alliance. And Fridays is Marvel Alliance. And Saturdays for the next 8 weeks is this show, The Animation Nation. And on Sundays, monthly, is World's Finest True Believers. DC Alliance goes live on the Geekverse YouTube channel. Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Star Wars Alliance goes live. Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And Marvel Alliance goes live Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. All three of those shows also have their own podcast feeds. Search Marvel Alliance, DC Alliance, or Star Wars Alliance if you just want Marvel content, DC content, or Star Wars content only. But if you want all 8 shows on the GUA podcast network, including this show, stay subscribed to the GUA on your podcast app of choice. We also have a Patreon, 2 tiers, a $1 tier and a $5 tier. $1 tier is basically a tip jar. You like what we're doing, you want to help us out any way you can. But the $5 tier is where you get your extras. You get your ad-free episodes, early access episodes, and Patreon exclusive episodes. Myself and Joe are getting ready to record something. It will be dropping a little bit later on, but we're doing that today, so that's fun. But we also are going through DC films through the years, so stick with us as we cover all the old DC films. We've gone through all 4 Superman films. We've gone through Supergirl. It's Batman 66, the Wonder Woman TV movies. It's been fun, and we are just starting. We have so many more DC films to go through. We have Chris and Brent on the Marvel side doing their MCU rewatch, not only watching the movies, but watching the one-shots as well. So check them out as they cover that. We also have Katie doing Star Wars comics with her husband, Matt. We have Clay doing Watches for the first time. Right now he's in Game of Thrones mode. And we have Joel's Multiverse Minute, like I alluded to. We're recording something for that a little later on today. So that's everything. We thank everyone that's a patron. If you can't be a patron, if you take a quick 30 to 60 seconds to rate and review the podcast on your podcast app of choice, that's always greatly appreciated. It helps other people find the show, and that's always a good thing. Okay, that is everything. So before we get into the goodness that is X-Men the Animated Series, we have some unfortunate news that comes, or well, the unfortunate story. I just wanted to get to the Justin Roiland, the voice co-creator and the voice of Rick and Morty and multiple other characters, is facing several years in prison after being charged with multiple domestic violence offenses. The alleged incident happened 2 years ago, but details about the charges for the 42-year-old facing were only released on Thursday. This article dropped in January, but it had the stuff about the charges. Roland's charged with domestic battery with corporal injury and false imprisonment by minutes, violence, fraud, or deceit. As a result, he's facing up to 7 years in prison. He pleaded not guilty in 2020, and his attorney told the Newsweek they expect the charges to be dismissed. This is business. Adult Swim can do whatever they want, to be honest with you. They do whatever they think is in the benefit of their own business. There was a big backlash online. And as a result, Adult Swim put out that they have ended their association with Justin Roiland. Rick and Morty will continue. The talented and dedicated crew are hard at work on season 7. There are no changes to the writing staff. So this pretty much is going to be a just voice changes in the voice acting alone. That's it. Because Dan Harmon will still stay on as his creator, as the main guy running the ship. So for now, this is just what's going to happen. Hulu and 20th TV Animation said, like I said, they ended it. But they expect both shows, because he also worked on Solar Opposites for Hulu. And they both cut ties with him, but said that shows will still continue. We see this more and more now. There's not, you can do what you want. You got freedom, but there's consequences for your actions. I was discussing this with Chris Spelga, because he's been on talking about Rick and Morty. He really loves Rick and Morty as well. He says the same thing I say, essentially, that does it suck that you're going to lose the original voices? Yes, but the writer's room is still intact, and Dan Harmon is still there, who has basically co-created the show. And in terms of the story plots, like how the story plays out, he's definitely the main guy who calls the shots here. So, you know, it's not going to be as bad as you might think, because I just think that the voice acting changed, and you can really hire some voice actors that can get that Rick and Morty voices really close. There are some really talented voice actors out there, and I'm not against this. You know, if it comes up that he is innocent and there's no charges, like he doesn't get any charges or anything, still, Adult Swim has any right, because they have a contract with him. They have clause in that contract that they're able to terminate for stuff like this. This is a very bad press. Every episode of Rick and Morty, you'd have people commenting on the bottom, people just giving crap. So, you know, I really think that it's unfortunate. I really hope that if he did do the things that he's accused of, that he will pay the price for it. Because you can't, people with their power like that, it's just, it's sad. Especially, it seems a lot more like this, the people who haven't had much power. If they get power, they kind of they're drunk with it. I know this isn't the same as Joss Whedon, but people, when they get when they're running a big show and it's a hit and you can't imagine doing the show without them, some people are saying, like Elon Musk said, he is also the heart of the show. Elon Musk, obviously, defending Justin Roiland, of course. And someone quote tweeted, "To my knowledge, Justin's only real creative involvement with Rick and Morty since probably season 3 is that he recorded the voices from his own basement. I'm told he wasn't welcome in the writer's room because of multiple covered up internal WB investigations, i.e. sexual misconduct." That would not be the most shocking, considering what we saw from Justice League 2017 and how that was covered up for a while. So I still think that the show will be fine. So it sucks that you lose the voices, because I really enjoyed both Rick and Morty's voices on the show. But there are consequences for your actions like this. You just, because there's no matter how much money you make, no matter how big of a person you are, you cannot do the things that he's accused of. That just, it doesn't matter. You can't buy your way out of that. And there's consequences for that. It seen the other way as well, where it can happen, where, you know, it. So I haven't read up on anything like that, but it will play out in the courts and that will decide. But Adult Swim is entitled and standing with Hulu to do whatever they please, whatever they think is going to affect their stock prices. That is the most important thing. Some people would stick with them, some people won't. And some people may even drop the show because of it. I think that would be very, very sad and short-sighted, because one person does not make Rick and Morty the show. It's not how it is at all. They've gone beyond that, and the show has gotten even better, in my opinion, like from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like, I'm really loving the show. It's expanding. It's great. It's so to hear that Roland hasn't had much creative input, like story-wise, it doesn't concern me. It's just the voices. It might take a little bit to get used to. Some people, it really might turn them off and they might not listen to the show anymore or watch it. And some people might not watch it because of what happened to Roland. You have that section of people as well. But I'm not going to stop watching the show. I love the show. I'm excited for the next season. There's so much with Prime Rick. And we also have the one true evil Morty out there that we don't know what's going on with him. So there's so much, and it seems like Rick and Morty are going to hunt down evil Rick, well, Prime Rick now. So, yeah, I'm all in for the show still. And I don't have a problem with this, and I love the voices of Rick and Morty. I love them. But it's just, this is business. It's business that's, as someone who's doing, well, accounting, but business management, accounting with accounting discipline to be able to have an accounting degree, but we're still doing some business classes. This is like marketing PR 101. If this happens, this is what you do. You just get rid of the person. That's it. No, very few people are above reproach like this, but also there's difference. Like, people will say, like, how is Charles Barkley not canceled? Charles Barkley is not doing this stuff. He might be a little bit more like jokes on basketball program, but he's not. Like, this is a way different thing. And even being accused of this is a different thing. So you got imprisonment here and domestic violence. It's, none of this is good. So, yeah, Adult Swim is entitled to do what they want about that. I can't wait for season 7. This is not changing my enthusiasm one bit. Like I said, there's so many different voice actors out there. I feel for the person that gets this role, because they will ultimately be compared for the voices and have to feel some of that backlash on their social media. You know, you'll get DMs and people commenting on their Twitter and stuff like that, which is so, oh my God. I won't see it because my blacklist is vast. I just live in a very, very positive Twitter for the most part. I love when people quote tweet negative people that are being very toxic, because I just click on them immediately and block. But yeah, this won't change my enthusiasm. Let's get on to X-Men, the animated series. Season 1, Episode 6, Cold Vengeance. But before we do that, let's take an ad break. Listeners, we're an ad-supported network. We don't pick the ads or the volume. I'm going to give you a quick 3 count to adjust your volume, and we'll be right back in 3, 2, 1. And we're back. Okay, now that we got that out of the way, let's get into this episode, because I forgot about this. There was so much more Wolverine than I remembered. I completely forgot about the fishing village and all that. So we continue on immediately from the events of last episode, where Wolverine bails from the team. He's in the Jags because of Jean and Cyclops. And you know where you go when you're feeling down and you're sad and you can't take anyone around. You go to Canada. And that's where Wolverine goes. He seeks solitude in the Canadian wilderness up north, up in the Northwest Territories, or the Yukon, or actually, at the time of this, the territory of Nunavut didn't exist. But for the sake of this conversation, And we're going to put it in time now, so it could be Nunavut as well. But we're going to say he went up to the Northwest Territories for me. The breakdown says Northern Canada, but trust me when I say he's up very up in the north. He's up in the Northwest Territories there. So, yeah, this episode picks up. I had to make the sticks in there for my non-Canadian listeners, if you Google it. So, yeah, Wolverine's gone. He's gone to find himself, and he's up north. He's skiing, and it looks so fun, but he's being trailed by Sabretooth, who blows up the bridge that Wolverine's going across, and they kind of have a tussle back and forth for a bit. Sabretooth says that Wolverine's getting soft. 10 years ago, he never would have got this close to him, and Wolverine's just like, yeah, I can still handle you, bub, which, you know, is pretty fun. I enjoyed that. And it's a really good, there's some great action scenes between Wolverine and Sabretooth. So they're fighting. And with this, I'm going to talk about the Wolverine storyline. And then I'll come back at the very end and talk about the lead into the next episode, because it's very little in terms of this whole episode. So yeah, Wolverine gets in a fight with Sabretooth. Sabretooth gets Wolverine to fall into the Arctic, cold Arctic Ocean, and Wolverine's holding on to a piece of ice, and Sabretooth's freaking out, like, oh, no way, like, there's no way he's gonna still survive this. Kind of freaks out, picks up a giant block of ice and throws it. Doesn't hit Wolverine, but causes a big wave, and he's like flipping out, like, you'll still die, it doesn't matter with your healing powers, there's no way. And Wolverine is lucky enough to be saved by a group of Inuit people, and one of them wants to bring him to government center to trade him in to get some money for a new snowmobile. And the other, the amazing, awesome elder, is like, no, Petoye is his name, or Petoye. I'm just going to call him the elder, the camp's elder. He's like, no, we heal him. We are kind to strangers. And I really enjoy that. And he literally takes him, helps him heal him. And then Wolverine recovers, like, pretty immediately. And the guy's, like, super amazed. Like, they don't even know about mutants. Wolverine's shocked when he says, like, you don't even know, do you? And we know that these people won't judge anyway, because they are judged as well. Like, speaking from Canadian history, they are judged and were viewed negatively because they were different as well. So I don't think they are going to judge Wolverine like that. And so Wolverine really pulls his weight. He's looks over at the guy and says, yeah, like, I gotta, like, pay you back. And Wolverine's used to the old ways. Wolverine's lived for a long time, and he's helping them. And there's the other young, up-and-coming member of the Inuit tribe. I can't remember his name now. It's driving me quite Koyik, I think his name is. And he wants to obviously take the elder spot as the leader of the tribe at some point. And he's just a bumbling oaf compared to Wolverine. He's trying to show Wolverine up at all times when they're fishing. He's like, you takes time to know how to throw a net. And Wolverine immediately passes the net wicket, and Buddy falls down and can't do it. And then Wolverine catches all kinds of fish, and the guy can't haul his catch in. And they have a big, like, they're like, we haven't got this many fish in so long. And Wolverine picks up two bags, puts them on his shoulders, and go on. And the guy's basically, girl's like, the stranger has the strength of a polar bear. And the guy's like, he's not strong, and picks up the bags and falls down. And it's like, dun, dun. Everyone laughs at him. Everyone's laughing at him the entire time, which is kind of funny. But honestly, it makes sense to drive him. He's right. So he bails when Wolverine, they have a big celebration, and they throw Wolverine up on the, up and down on the tarp they have, the blanket, and he's having fun. And I love how Wolverine's just basically chatting with the elder and like, I want peace, like I don't even know how to enjoy this, like, this is like, I'm loving this. And no dice, he obviously can't have peace, that's what we get here, and he can't forget who he is. And so it drives the young Inuit person to go up into the trail alone, and he encounters Sabretooth, who he thinks is a snow demon. and Sabretooth realizes he doesn't know anything about mutants either. So he kind of gives him a little education and tells him, well, he's just about to kill him. And the guy's like, I'm no friend of the Stranger. I hate the Stranger. He turned everybody against me. Everyone laughs at me now. So Sabretooth's like, you want him out of the picture? Just let's do everything I say. So the young guy goes down and challenges Wolverine to a haunting competition. And Wolverine's like, yeah, sure, your funeral, dude. I'll do it. The elder's like, no, you like Wolverine has nothing to prove to you, dude. You got everything proved to Wolverine, to be honest with you. He didn't say that part, but we all know it. And yeah, so Wolverine goes out with him. Wolverine says, fine, I'll go out with him. So they go out a little bit. Wolverine obviously could smell Sabretooth at him from the beginning. Wolverine goes out a little bit and turns around and like cuts his thing. It's just like, what are you doing? Like, this is ends. And he looks over and you see the flames coming up, smoke coming up from the camp, the fishing camp. And Wolverine and the young man go back to the village, and it's destroyed. And the young man's like, Wolverine blames himself first. He's like, can't I have peace? And honestly, that props to the voice actor as well, because that sound that had hurt and everything when he was saying it. And like, you could really feel for Wolverine at that time. Wolverine was truly happy. I don't think Wolverine would have went back to the X-Men. I think he would have been perfectly fine living there. Like, he was really content. And like, he really got with the old ways, because he came from that as well. So Wolverine is blaming himself, and then the young man confesses and says like he was feeling humiliated and went with him. He's like, it's my fault. And Wolverine goes to slice him down first, and then he just stops immediately. He's like, no, it's not your fault. He's like, Sabretooth came anyway. He would have came to the village, is what Wolverine was thinking. So they have to go, and well, Wolverine's going to hunt for Sabretooth. He goes look for him. And when he turns around, the young man is there as well. The young man is like, no, I have to help you. This is my fight as well. Like, I screwed up. And they go to, they look up, and Sabretooth is up on top of the bank. Basically like, yeah, and looks over, and all the Inuit people are tied up. All the members of the village are tied up on these two snowbanks. And he's going to blow it up like he did with Wolverine when he was skiing in the first part of the episode. So Wolverine and him have a fight. Wolverine first says, like, I don't want to fight you anymore. Like, I don't care who started it. Like, I just want it to end. Like, I don't care. Which, you know, that's Wolverine has come a long way, even in these first few episodes. But you could tell, like, first couple of episodes, like, he wanted to kill Sabretooth. Like, he's so rotted that even brought him in to the X-Mansion. And now he's like, I don't care. Like, I don't want to fight to death with you. I don't, like, just, let's just bury it. And Sabretooth's like, I'll bury you. So him and Wolverine have a little bit of a fight, and he almost gets Wolverine off. He throws Wolverine off the edge, but Wolverine uses his claws to stick in, which is a nice little scene. We get a good action scene between them, which the animation for the fighting between Wolverine and Sabretooth was fantastic this entire episode. So I got to give him props there for that, because I really enjoyed the whole back and forth we had here between the two. It was great fighting, and ultimately Wolverine dodges and Sabretooth goes down the chasm. And Wolverine says, like, stay forgotten, like, leave me alone. And they go, and Wolverine's going to help him. And I love how the elder's like, no, like, save yourself. There's not enough time. But no, Wolverine and the young man get the explosives off, and everyone's saved. And what I forgot, which is really sad, to be honest with you. Wolverine is talking to the elder, and he's like, your whole fishing village was destroyed. Like, I want to help you build. And you know, Wolverine with his claws, he could really help the job go really quickly. And the old man's like, no, a lot of the people here wanted to go into a city. So I think we'll do that. And they'll have to figure out another way to feed and like house and keep everybody. The young people will have to figure out a new way. And he seems genuinely sad, which is sad. Like, the old ways are gone. And honestly, I came from a small community. I think there might be 150 people living there right now. There's not. I feel like in 50 years that place might not exist. So, like, those ways are coming to an end here. Most people are moving into the city population, the city area. So. Yeah, it's different there. Like, they hunted, they fished. Well, it's not really. That's what people were up my hometown. That's what they did not when I grew up, but the generation before them. That's all they did, really. So the fishing, and they used that to trade. Like, my grandmother would tell me, like, they would fish, and then a boat would come once every 3 months that you could trade your fish for food, like food, fruits, all these other things. Like, she told me about that, and that's what, 60 years removed from me, maybe it's like 60 years ago. Like, so it's not that long ago. So especially this was made 20 years ago. So, well, no, 30 years ago. Wow. So, yeah. No. Yeah. So, it's not, it is a little sad. And he actually makes me sad in his, like, he actually puts his face down. You can genuinely feel like he's sad that the old ways are dead. And that's what has happened mostly. There's not many people back in my hometown that fish anymore. There are a small amount, but there isn't many. And that there's no, I don't know any younger generation that's continuing on after that. So, yeah, sad ways, but Wolverine accepts it. And he's just happy because the elder calls him friend. So that ends Wolverine's arc for this episode. So a little bit of the Genosha Island. Cyclops is ready to blow up. He finds out Wolverine's gone, and then Gambit and him are arguing, and he threatens to kick Gambit off the team. Everyone's like, whoa, 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 like, dude. And they're going to throw down. Gambit doesn't care. Gambit's a lone wolf type person like Wolverine as well, early on anyway. He's a very good fill-in for Wolverine while Wolverine's out right now. So Professor X comes in, obviously, calms down the situation and says, yeah, we all need a vacation. So there's this Genosha Island that they're talking about where mutants are welcome, and they're kind to mutants. So let's check this out. Cyclops pick a group of three and go. And Cyclops picks Storm, obviously, as a capable leader. She's led many missions. He gives Gambit the second slot, and Jubilee begs her way into the third slot. So, yeah, that's perfect. They're going on a vacation. I love how they're supposed to go as Taurus. Jubilee and Storm are dressed, but Gambit is still wearing his X-Men suit. He doesn't change. He doesn't wear anything different besides the other two are completely in camouflage. So they go off and get a commercial flight. Sucks for him. They got the Blackbird there. They can't fly them over. They have to send a commercial. Come on, Cyclops, you son of a bitch. Gambit should have been like, what the hell, dude? Like, he got cloaking, too. Like, bring us in that. Maybe let's investigate in that. Nope. Not a smart plan. So they go over. They check into the hotel. Gambit looks. There's a 10% off for mutant sign. He looks at it and Storm's like, put that down, Gambit. And the guy's doing checking him in, checking their everything. And he facial recognizes Storm. And it brings up the incident she had at the mall when the Sentinel recorded it of her transforming. Still don't know how she did that power. But they had to show it again, didn't they? And where she transformed that into her actual X-Men suit. I am assuming she just used the electricity to burn off her clothes, and she's wearing her suit underneath. But, yeah, so they identify her. That he sends them to a specific room, number 12. And in the night, they're getting ready to go to bed, and gas fills the room. They're going to collapse, and Gambit blows open the door. They get out, and there's robots. They just said draw bad guys and throw it at the screen, because there's never seen anything at the first of this before. Never seen any of these bad guys ever. There's people that look like they're from G.I. Joe. There's robots that look like they're from Transformers. It's out of nowhere. Never seen any of this before. And they're fighting all these, and they get the best of most of them. Storm sends them all away, but then a Sentinel comes at the very end, grabs all three of them because Jubilee and Gambit are down. And that's how we end the episode. They're captured. So we'll continue on with that part in the next episode. That is the main focus on the next episode is all about that. So I thought that this was the better way to do this, because it's very little. It's literally about 3 minutes of this episode is devoted to that, because we don't see them do anything on Genosha, like in terms of the resort. Like, if they play beach volleyball and lived it up a bit more, I would. But no, that was not part of it at all. So, to the rating for this episode, I gotta give this a solid 8.5. I thought this was a fantastic Wolverine episode. I really enjoyed this. Wolverine trying to find peace, and ultimately, like, that line where he says, can I not find peace anywhere? Like, when he's talking about not being able to find peace, it's so hit ya. It's really great. Really, really good, solid episode. Good, solid Wolverine. And it's not even a one-off, because it continues on the events where Wolverine leaves the group. And this is what he's doing away from the group. You get a little bit of what's going on in the mansion. But like I said, it's not enough for me to do two episodes and connect it. It's only a little bit to bridge you into what's going on, but I still really enjoy it because it's like we will pick up next episode right where we left off, where they're captured by the Sentinel. So that's it for this episode of the Animation Nation. Thank you all for listening, and we'll be back next week with more X-Men the Animated Series. Also, be on the lookout for Harley Quinn's Valentine's Day special. We will obviously watch that, and it'll probably be sent out on a special episode. So thank you everybody for listening, and see you next week.